FM.
We bid you good evening from Diller Odell High School. We're in Odell, Nebraska tonight for high school basketball here on KTNC. Tonight, the Fall City Tigers on the road taking on the Diller Odell Griffins. It's a girl-boy doubleheader. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be calling your play-by-play for tonight's doubleheader broadcast. Should be a couple of pretty good matchups here. The Fall City Tiger girls come into this first game of the night here with a record of 7-12. The Diller Odell Lady Griffins are 9-8. So if you look at records, the way things match up, we should have a fairly competitive contest on our hands here tonight. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Rooney Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Rooney Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. I want to remind you we also have basketball tonight over on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon is in Rockport, Missouri. The Mountain City Panthers taking on the Rockport Blue Jays. That's also a girl-boy doubleheader. Should be getting underway just right about now over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's girls' game. First of all, for the homestanding Diller Odell Griffins, they'll go with Bailey Vilda. Vilda, 5'8 and a junior. She averages 5.6 points per ball game. Tatum Schroeder, a senior at 5'2 in the starting lineup tonight. Kenzie Strine, also a senior. She averages 3.4 points per game. Miley Weirs, a junior starting out for the Lady Griffins. She averages 21.1 points per ball game. And to round out the starting five for Coach John Moore is Kiera Henneberg. Henneberg, a 5'6 senior. And Kiera, incidentally, celebrating her 18th birthday today. So happy birthday to Kiera Henneberg, 18th birthday tonight here at Diller Odell. As we said, the Lady Griffins are 9-8 on the year. Starting lineup for the Fall City Tigers under Coach Andy Armbruster. The Lady Tigers will go with Ava Armbruster. She's 5'5 and a senior. Caitlin Titus, Titus a junior at 5'6. Izzy Armbruster, 5'6 and a junior. Ashley Kirkendall, Kirkendall is a senior at 5'7. And Emily Vitash, Vitash a 5'7 senior, finishes out the starting five for the Fall City Tigers. As we said, they are 7-12 on the year coming into this ball game. Well, remind you, we've got more basketball coming up later this week. This Thursday, February 8th, I will be in Johnson for the big matchup between Johnson Brock and Freeman. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. I'll have that on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Excited to share also that our audio from Sunny will be simulcast on Johnson Brock's Strive TV video stream. So we're looking forward to that. That's coming up this Thursday night. Also this coming Thursday, John Nixon will be right here on KTNC. He'll have the Fall City Tigers at home. They'll be hosting HTRS. So you'll want to join us for those broadcasts. And, of course, then next week we go into girls' sub-district and the final games of the boys' regular season. We'll tell you more about those a little later. In the JV games played earlier this evening, the girls' JV contest, Fall City played two quarters. They defeated Diller Odell 11-8. In the boys' JV contest, Diller Odell took the win over Fall City. The final in that one was Diller Odell 46 and Fall City 24. That was in the boys' JV contest completed just a few minutes ago. You can probably hear our public address announcer, Derek Long, in the background here, serving as the PA announcer. Derek, the public address announcer for Nebraska Volleyball up at the Bob Devaney Center. He has children that attend Diller Odell High School, so he comes down and lends his talents here to the school as the public address announcer. Looks like we're getting set for a national anthem, so we're going to step aside here and take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off for tonight's girls' varsity contest right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents, American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Diller Odell High School. Randy Gatula with you here. Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast of high school basketball. We just completed the playing of our national anthem and getting set now, I guess, for the introduction of the starters here over the public address system. We already met them once, but quickly recapping for Fall City, Eva Armbruster, Caitlin Titus, Izzy Armbruster, Ashley Kirkendall, and Emily Vitchash. That'll be the starting five. Dill O'Dell kind of shaking up their starters a little bit here. This is their final home game, so they are starting all three of their seniors tonight. That means that on the floor to tip it off initially will be Bailey Buildup, Tatum Schroeder, Kenzie Stein, Miley Wears, and our birthday girl, Kiara Hennerberg, celebrating her 18th birthday here tonight at Diller Odell. I talked a minute ago about games coming up later this week. Looking ahead to next week, of course, we'll have girls sub-district basketball getting underway. Also on Friday night of next week, that would be February 16th, we'll wrap up our regular season coverage of boys basketball. We'll have Fall City hosting the Fairbury Jets here on KTNC, a boys game only. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one. I will be in Nebraska City on Friday the 16th as the Sacred Heart Irish boys wrap up their regular season schedule facing the Nebraska City Lords Knights. That game will be heard over on Sunny 101.3. Again, that's a week from Friday on February 16th, the final game of the regular season for the boys' teams. All right, we've finished the introductions. Well, I thought we had. Apparently, we're not sure what we're doing here. We're introducing team managers. That's different. I do want to give you a heads up. We will have a longer than usual break between the boys and girls varsity games tonight. It is parents' night here at Diller Odell, and they're going to be recognizing all the basketball parents between the two varsity games. So we'll have a slightly longer break than usual between our two broadcasts of our doubleheader. Stepping in will be Ashley Kirkendall to jump it up for Fall City. She'll go against Bailey Bilba for the Lady Griffins. The official steps in. Here's the tip, and it's controlled by the Tigers. Fall City comes up with the basketball to set the offense. Will be Armbruster. On the right wing, it comes to the near side to Izzy Armbruster. Down into the corner, Vitchosh feeds inside. Kirkendall lays it off the glass, up and good. Ashley Kirkendall with the first 2 points of the ballgame. Vitchosh with the assist. Full court pressure by Fall City. They get the ball down court to Bilda across the timeline. To the right side, Hennerberg. Shot is up and off, no good, wouldn't go. And the rebound comes down to the Lady Tigers. Titus with the rebound, gets back up to Armbruster. Armbruster, down court pass, finds Izzy Armbruster. Izzy takes it to the baseline right side. There's a collision, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Lady Griffins. We'll see who this one is on. Foul is going to be called on Bailey Vilda. On Vilda, that is her first personal, team foul number one on the Lady Griffins. Inbounding the ball on the baseline, Kirkendall on the right side to Armbruster, right back to Kirkendall. There's a steal. Miley Weirs with a steal on the breakaway. Izzy Armbruster gives chase. Weirs with a left-handed layup. Puts it up and good. And Miley Weirs has the first 2 points of the ball game for Diller O'Dell. We're all tied at two apiece. Here's another steal by Weirs. She has the basketball into forecourt. A cross-court pass to the near side. Tatum Schroeder puts up a jump shot that won't go. Vilda with the rebound. Vilda's going to be tied up by Armbruster. A jump ball is called. The possession arrow is going to stay with Diller O'Dell. Lady Griffin's basketball. They'll have it on the baseline under their own basket. Miley Weirs will inbound the pass. She'll stand just to the right of the backboard. Waiting to lob it in, looking for Vilda. Now gets it into the right side to Strine. Strine tries to make a move to the basket, but a whistle and a foul called on Fall City. Izzy Armbruster called for the personal on Armbruster. That will be her first, team foul number one on the Tigers. We're just underway here at Diller O'Dell. 6:50 to play first quarter. All tied up at two apiece here in the girls' varsity contest. Fall City Tigers, Diller O'Dell Lady Griffins. Strine puts it to Vilda under the basket on the right side. She's tied up. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow this time favors Fall City. Good job defensively by Izzy Armbruster. Reached in on Bailey Vilda and got the tie-up. Inbound the pass comes into Titus. Titus goes right back to Kirkendall. Down to Vitash. She was looking in the corner on the right side for Emily Vitash. The pass was too tall. It went out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball right back to Diller O'Dell. Weirs inbounds the pass, tosses in to Schroeder, and then gets the ball right back. Kenzie Strine in forecourt. Her pass is deflected, grabbed up by Weirs into the corner, looking for Strine in the paint. Nothing there. Now it goes to Vilda underneath the basket on the right side. She can't get a shot launched. Henneberg handles the ball. Kiara Henneberg, jump shot right side up, and got it. The birthday girl with her first bucket of the evening. She has 2 points. Del Rodell goes up 4-0. Here's a steal. Vilda feeds to Weirs, driving lay-in up and good. Miley Weirs has 4 points now in the ball game after that steal by Bailey Vilda. She got the assist. Weirs got the lay-in, and suddenly it's 6-2, Del Rodell. Vitash at the other end tried to feed it back to Titus. The ball is tipped away out of bounds by Weirs, and it'll stay with Fall City. Replacing Vitash now is Delaney Godeman in for Emily Vitash for the Fall City Tigers. Godeman on the floor for the Lady Tigers. Kirkendall to inbound it into the corner to Titus. Titus comes up top to Godeman. Around the horn it goes. Ava Armbruster for three. Off the iron, no. And the rebound to Kenzie Strine. Strine outlet pass quickly to Miley Weirs. Weirs works it down court one-on-one against Kirkendall. Weirs gets into traffic, kicks it out to the left elbow. Handling the ball is Schroeder. Tatum Schroeder goes inside with it to Strine. Falls to the floor. Strine kicks it out to the left side. Shot is up and good for three. Getting a three is Kiara Henneberg. Henneberg with 5 points. Here's another steal on the inbound pass. The ball got away out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Diller O'Dell. Miley Weirs is creating problems here for Fall City. Timeout taken by Fall City. 5:16 to play first quarter. 9-2. Diller O'Dell out to the early lead. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Diller O'Dell Lady Griffins have jumped out to an early 9-2 lead here, basically on turnovers that they've been able to capitalize and get layups off of. Fall City's had trouble bringing the ball up the court. Miley Weirs with three or four steals there, and she turned a couple of those into layups. Kiara Henneberg turned one of those steals into a three-point bucket from the left wing here. Henneberg with five already now. It's 9-2, full-court pressure. Inbound the pass. Diller O'Dell with the ball. They've got it in forecourt on the left side. Tatum Schroeder Weirs for three from the corner. Up and off, no good. Schroeder with the rebound. Schroeder feeds it out to Strine. Kenzie Strine, left-handed dribble, gives it up again to Miley Weirs. Weirs with the ball. Working on the left elbow. She'll pull up for a three. It's in and out. No, and the rebound taken down by Izzy Armbruster. Outlet pass goes to Ava Armbruster. Cross-court pass. They try to get it over to Titus. Ball is tipped away by Weirs, but I think Titus is going to get tagged for the foul here. Weirs looked like she had the steal. Titus tried to get back to the ball. And Caitlin Titus picks up her first personal, team foul number two on the Lady Tigers. And it'll be Griffin's basketball. Inbound it to Weirs. Weirs being guarded by Kirkendall. That's Ashley Kirkendall up in the face of Miley Weirs. Weirs takes it around Ashley behind the back dribble, free throw line. Step back, looked like she was going to launch the three, then decided not to. Goes to Tatum Schroeder. Here's a three on the way. Bailey Vilda got it. Bailey Vilda, 5'8 junior, nailed the three from the right wing. Suddenly it's a 10-point double-digit lead, and here's another steal on an inbound pass. Bailey Vilda got the steal, but this time she stepped on the baseline when she came down with the basketball. So this pressure being applied by Diller Odell is just dealing Fall City fits. The Lady Tigers have fallen behind by 10 points here early. They trail 12-2. We haven't even played 4 minutes. We have 4:18 to play here in the first quarter. It'll be Fall City's basketball. They'll play it in on the side in backcourt. Comes into Armbruster, down court, Titus. Caitlin Titus across the timeline, feeds Kirkendall, almost walked with it, gives out to Armbruster for three, up and off, no good by Ava Armbruster, and the rebound, long down court pass, Vilda, under the basket, driving lay-in, she got it, and she will be fouled. You want to credit Miley Weirs with the assist. She threw the long down court pass to Bailey Vilda. Vilda got caught it, laid it in, drew the foul on Delaney Godeman. On Godeman, that'll be her first, team foul number three. And at the line for the and one now is Bailey Vilda. She already has 5 points. 12-point lead for the Lady Griffins here early in the ballgame. Vilda's free throw is up. It's off, no good. And the rebound taken away by Fall City's Caitlin Kirkendall, who's in the lineup now. Caitlin has checked in. Around the horn to the left side, Godeman puts it to Armbruster in the corner. Izzy Armbruster, long three, rims in and out, no good. And the rebound again down to Miley Weirs. Weirs goes into the corner to Henderberg. She stepped on the baseline, lost it, turned the ball over. It'll go back to Fall City. Lady Tigers have the ball back. 14-2 your score, 3 minutes 38 seconds to play in the first quarter here in Odell, Nebraska tonight. Hope you're enjoying our broadcast here on KTNC. First of a doubleheader, all alone under the basket. Oh, they tried to get the ball down to Kirkendall. She was all alone, Caitlin Kirkendall, and she lost the ball off her foot. It went out of bounds on the baseline, so unfortunate turnover there. What looked to be a sure 2 points for the Lady Tigers turned into a turnover, and now Miley Weirs brings the ball back up the court once again for the Lady Griffins. Weirs works the behind-the-back dribble, between-the-legs dribble at the top of the key. Kirkendall comes out to Challenger. To the left side, the pass comes to Schroeder. Underneath, they feed it to Vilda. Vilda lays it off the glass, up and good. Bailey Vilda has 7 points now in the ballgame to lead all scorers for Diller Odell. And suddenly it's 16-2. We've only played 5 minutes here. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Trying to work the baseline left side. Shot is up and good on the baseline. Nice move to the basket by Ashley Kirkendall. She has all four of Fall City's points now. Kirkendall got that one. Here's Kenzie Strine with a lay-in off the glass. Too strong. Banked off the backboard. Went over the top and the rebound comes down to Fall City. Izzy Armbruster wants to work to the right side of the free throw lane. Tried to go inside the paint. Miley Weirs with yet another steal. Weirs is going to bring the ball down court herself this time. Pulls up with a dribble on the right elbow. A cross-court pass to the near side. Tatum Schroeder again to the right wing. Here comes Henderberg. Nope, can't get the shot. Back up to Miley Weirs. Weirs for three. Off the rim. Bounces around. Rebound. Brought down by Strine. She's going to be tied up. No, they didn't blow the whistle. Now timeout's going to be called by Fall City. 2:05 to play in the first quarter. Our score, Dillard Odell 16, Fall City 4. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC 8107.1 FM.
Well, the story of this game so far has been Fall City's inability to deal with the pressure being applied by Diller Odell. Numerous turnovers have resulted in breakaway lay-ins and turnover points. Diller Odell consequently leads it 16-4. Here comes Fall City with the basketball down to set their offense. Kirkendall to the left side. Vitosh for an open look from 12 feet up and good. Emily Vitosh with her first 2 points. Makes it a 10-point lead now for Diller Odell, 16-6. With the ball on the left side of the lane with the dribble, Jaden Hayek's in the ball game now. Their ball is loose on the floor, going to be picked up on the right side by Tatum Schroeder. Schroeder almost turned it over, gets it to Bailey Vilda. Vilda lobs underneath. Oh, she was looking underneath, trying to get it to Henneberg. Good defense down there by Ava Armbruster, by Izzy Armbruster. Henneberg turns the ball over. Fall City will get it back. Full court pressure now once again. Madeline Party onto the floor. 5'7 junior into the game for Diller Odell. Party checks in for the first time. Minute 28 to play in the first quarter. 16-6. Griffin's up by 10. Full court pressure. They break the press across the timeline. Ava Armbruster with the ball into the corner. There's a layup up and off. No good. Miley Weirs with the rebound. Weirs will come down in a hurry with it. Wants to take it all the way. Lost the handle on it. The ball gets away out of bounds. Fall City touched it last, and it'll stay with Diller Odell. Griffins will inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. This time, Miley Weirs will trigger it in, almost in the corner here to the left side. Player shaken up just a little bit here. Leaving the lineup for Fall City is Caitlin Kirkendall. Back in to replace her comes Caitlin Titus. All right. Inbound the pass to Bailey Vilda. Vilda gives it up here on the left elbow to Jaden Hayek. Top of the key, Weirs for three. Got it. Miley Weirs has 7 points. She hits the three at the top of the circle, makes it 19-6. And there's yet another turnover on this pressure. Fall City turning it over. It's going to be Diller Odell's basketball in forecourt. They'll play it in on the side in front of the Fall City basket. Try for the inbound pass. Ball is tipped away. They'll try it again. Right up there in the face of Jaden Hayek. Now they throw it into backcourt and let Miley Weirs chase it down. 55 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here comes Weirs all the way in, driving. Little underhanded scoop shot lay-in won't go. Rebound Fall City. Down court in a hurry comes Armbruster with the basketball. Goes to the corner to Izzy Armbruster for three. Off no good. Ava chases it down. And Bailey Vilda touched it last. She and Armbruster were battling for the ball. It went off of Vilda, and it'll belong to Fall City. I'll check that. Now they're going to reverse it and say that Fall City touched it last. Still, Rodell is going to get the basketball. Lady Griffins will throw it in to Miley Weirs. 35 seconds to play in the quarter. Still, Rodell up 19-6, a 13-point advantage. Miley Weirs on the dribble across the timeline, gets a pick. Titus picks her up defensively, kicks it into the corner to Hayek. Hayek, top of the key, gives the ball to Henneberg. Kiara Henneberg dribbles out of trouble. Ball is tipped away, goes out of bounds. She was trying to get it across to Berkeley Beekman, who's in the lineup now. Beekman didn't see it coming. The ball goes out of bounds. Fall City will get it back with 13 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Inbound to Izzy Armbruster. Back it comes to Armbruster. 10 seconds. Ball tipped away. Stolen by Hayek. A whistle. We're going to have a foul called on Fall City. I think it's going to go on Izzy Armbruster. We'll wait and see here. On Armbruster, that's her second personal. Team foul number 4. Just 6.7 seconds to play in the quarter. 19-6. Diller Odell leads it. Lady Griffins will have the ball. They'll inbound it on the side in their own forecourt here, waiting for the inbound pass. They get it into Weirs. She chases it down in backcourt. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Weirs at the top of the key. Puts up a long three. Got it! Riley Weir nails a three as a buzzer beater after one quarter. Diller O'Dell leads it 22-6. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Frontier Bank is grateful to have built a very strong relationship with many of our local realtors. All of us here would like to show our appreciation and thanks for their dedication and a professional service you won't find anywhere else when it comes to that dream home you've always wanted. Stop by and visit with one of our local realtors today, and then talk to one of our experienced mortgage lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, not a good start for the Lady Tigers. They have fallen behind 22-6 here in the first quarter at Diller O'Dell. I want to welcome all of our listeners out here in the Diller O'Dell area listening tonight on MSCSports.net. Our broadcast available worldwide for free, MSCSports.net. We find people listening all over the country to our high school basketball coverage here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. It'll be Diller O'Dell's basketball. We move into the second quarter of action. Miley Weirs, a cross-court pass to Henneberg. Henneberg, the birthday girl, has 5 points already in the ballgame. There she turns it over. Nice job of stealing the ball by Izzy Armbruster. Gets it to Titus. Now Ava Armbruster, long down court pass. Vitosh almost lost her footing. Back to Ava. Top of the key, Titus. Underneath the basket, Vitosh. Oh, she tried the old give and go. Vitosh tried to put the bounce pass inside to Izzy Armbruster. And Izzy's going to be fouled. She'll be at the line. And she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Berkeley Beekman. On Beekman, that is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter. At the line, Izzy Armbruster. First free throw, up, off, no good. She'll have another attempt. You're just joining us, 22-6. Diller O'Dell with the early lead here. Just underway, 7:27 to play in the second quarter. Second free throw also rims off for Izzy Armbruster. Won't go. Now a battle for the rebound, the steal, and a whistle. And traveling is going to be called. And it's going to be Fall City's basketball. To inbound it, Ashley Kirkendall. She stands under her own backboard. She lobs it up top to Titus. Titus guarded by Weirs to the near side. Izzy Armbruster underneath the basket. Vitosh can't go up with a shot. Kicks it out to the corner. Izzy Armbruster, ball stolen. Miley Weirs, one-on-one. Weirs wants to take it to the basket. Now decides to back it out and set things up. Top of the key, here's a long three that's up and off, no good. That shot by Madeline Party, and the rebound to Izzy Armbruster, to Ava Armbruster. Ava down court, Ashley Kirkendall, driving layup, couldn't get it. Rebound taken down, Madeline Party. Party outlet pass to Weirs. Weirs looking down court, got Beekman out ahead of her. Decides to pull it back out. Now a step back three from the top of the key by Weirs, up and off, no good. Rebound, Fall City's Ashley Kirkendall. 6:39 to play first half. 22-6, Fall City trailing. Kirkendall to Izzy Armbruster for three from the corner. Rebound pulled down on the other side by Madeline Party. Party brings the ball across the timeline herself to set things up here. To the near side, gives up to Miley Weirs. Weirs at the top of the circle, back to Party on the right elbow. Looking to Beekman in the corner. Bounce pass goes to Beekman. Beekman dribbles to the baseline, right side, under the basket. Got trapped down there. She's in trouble. Tried to give it back. Now Beekman gets the ball right back from Party. Here's a steal by Ava Armbruster. Ava going down court one-on-one with Hayek. Driving lay-in up. Off no good. Rebound Miley Weirs. Weirs comes down with the rebound. Working one-on-one against Ava Armbruster. Weirs behind the back dribble across the timeline. 5:49 to go here. Weirs almost turned it over. Gives it inside. Shot is up and good by Kiera Henneberg. Henneberg has 7 points now on her birthday, and it's 24-6, an 18-point lead. Titus into forecourt, feeds it to Vitosh, driving lay-in, missed the lay-in. Emily Vitosh had an open look for a lay-in and couldn't get the layup. The ball just will not go in the hole tonight for the Lady Tigers. They trail 24-6 now with 5:19 to play in the first half here at Odell. Here's Miley Weirs with a spin move in the paint. Jump shot up. No, they say she traveled with the basketball. Subs in now for Diller Odell. Tatum Schroeder back onto the floor. Kenzie Strine also checking back in, as well as Bailey Vilda, all coming in off the bench for the Diller Odell Griffins. Full court pressure by the Griffins. Fall City, Kirkendall up court. Oh, the pass nearly turned over. Kirkendall gets it back, goes to the corner left side. Open shot up and good for two. Hitting that jumper was Caitlin Kirkendall. Caitlin with her first 2 points and the first 2 points of the quarter now for Fall City. With the ball, this is Madeline Party. Party comes up to Kenzie Strine. Strine almost double dribbled there. Goes to Bailey Vilda. Vilda tries to work inside the paint. Good defense by Armbruster. Now a reach in and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow is going to favor Fall City. Tigers will get the basketball with 4 minutes 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Trailing Diller Odell now 24-8 in this girls varsity contest. The first half of a doubleheader tonight here on KTNC. Ball turned over with the steal, Bailey Vilda. Vilda, yet another steal, wants to take it all the way down. Collision, lay in up. No, I think we'll get an offensive foul here on Bailey Vilda. On Bailey, that is her second personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Lady Griffins. 4.5 minutes to play, second quarter, 24-8. Diller Odell leading Fall City. And pass nearly got away over here from Kirkendall. They get it to Titus. She does have it taken away by Vilda. Now Party pushes it down court. She's got a couple of defenders. Gives it to Hayek. Ball stolen right back by Armbruster. This is Ava Armbruster. Jump shot off the glass. Nope. And the rebound to Kenzie Strine. Strine comes out of there with the basketball. She will be fouled. It's going to be called on the Tigers. The officials look at one another here. See who this one's going to be called on. It's going to be on Caitlin Titus. On Caitlin, that is her second personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Lady Tigers. 4:07 to go in the first half, 24-8, a 16-point lead for Diller Odell. We're here at Odell High School. On the dribble is Jaden Hayek. Ball is loose on the floor. Let's see who touched it last. It's going to belong to Fall City. Went off the foot over there of Madeline Party, and the Lady Tigers will get the ball back. Fall City came into tonight's game 7-12 on the year. Diller Odell just above 500 at 9-8. Lady Griffins with the ball. A cross-court pass. Armbruster for three. Off the glass, no. And the rebound to Kenzie Strine. Strine gives it up to Miley Weirs. Weirs, left side of the lane, between the rings, top of the key. Puts it into the corner, deep baseline right side. Feeds it down to Tatum Schroeder. There's a three by Miley Weirs. For Miley Weirs, that's three threes now. She has 13 points in the ballgame, 27-8. Diller Odell with the lead. Inside, Ashley Kirkendall driving lay-in up and good. Ashley Kirkendall gets the lay-in on the assist from Caitlin Kirkendall. Caitlin with the feed just gave it to Ashley. She came down through the lane for the easy lay-in. Here comes Miley Weirs again into the corner. Hayek. Hayek gives it up to Tatum Schroeder. Inside the paint, that's Strine with a shot. Got it. That shot put in by Kenzie Strine, her first 2 points of the night. Diller Odell blowing this thing wide open now. 29-10, a 19-point lead with 2:44, and yet another steal by Kenzie Strine. Strine starts up court with it on a one-man fast break, 1-on-4. Gives it to Miley Weirs on the baseline right side. Whistle and a foul. Trying to go up with the shot was Berkeley Beekman. I think Beekman will probably be at the line. Yes, she will. She'll be shooting two shots. Foul on Caitlin Kirkendall, her first, team foul number two of the quarter on Fall City. Beekman, a 5'8 sophomore at the line. First free throw is up, off, no good. Another attempt coming here. Looks like checking in now, replacing Izzy Armbruster, is Delaney Godeman. Godeman back on the floor for Fall City. Beekman, second free throw is up. This one is off also. And now a struggle for the rebound. Players on the floor all over the place. The ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be Fall City's basketball. 2.5 minutes to play, first half here in the second quarter at Odell. 29-10. Diller Odell dominating the Lady Tigers of Fall City. Kirkendall gets the ball down court. Across the timeline, it comes to Titus. Back to the top of the key to Ashley Kirkendall. Across again to the left elbow, Titus. Open look, no shot there. Titus gets the ball back. Free throw line, set shot. Kirkendall, up and off, no good. That was Ashley Kirkendall. Rebound. Coming down again to Miley Weir. So Weir's thought about the three. Now takes a long two that's off, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Kara Henneberg. Henneberg averages 2.9 points per game tonight on her birthday. She has 9 already here in the first half. Not a bad night for Kara Henneberg. A minute 43 to go in the first half. Here's a jump shot for the Tigers' right side. Ava Armbruster just off the rim. Couldn't get it. No rebound there. Diller Odell comes down with the ball. Miley Weirs tried to put a pass looking for Henneberg. Caught her teammate, Berkeley Beekman, in the back of the head with the basketball. And is turned over, gives it back to Fall City. Let's see if the Lady Tigers can get something going here. Godeman on the corner in the baseline right side. Pass comes up to Caitlin Titus. Over to Ashley Kirkendall. Now Ava Armbruster handles the basketball. A high lob pass finds Godeman into the corner. Baseline right side. Caitlin Titus tried to go in the paint to Godeman with it. A jump ball is called. Godeman got tied up in there. Good defense on the part of Tatum Schroeder for Diller Odell. On the floor now, checking in, is Madison Roseball. Roseball, 5'5 sophomore, on the floor for the Griffins. 1:06 to go here in the first half. 31-10, Diller Odell dominating with a minute to play. Miley Weirs brings the ball across the timeline. Weirs works to the left side of the lane, in the paint, kicks it to Berkman, out to the right side, Beekman, in and out. Berkeley Beekman had that thing, went all the way around the rim twice and then jumped out of there. Rebound to Fall City. Ava Armbruster, long down court pass to Izzy Armbruster on the left wing. Izzy for three, off the rim, no. Rebound taken away by Kiara Henneberg. 35 seconds to play here in the first half. Henneberg picks up her dribble, hands to Miley Weirs. Free throw line, Weirs jump shot, in, out, and out again. Would not stay in there. And the rebound to Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall, long down court pass. They feed it ahead on the left side. No chance for the shot. Back it comes to Armbruster for three. Off no good. Rebound Izzy Armbruster. Put back, it won't go. And the rebound down to Kenzie Strine. 10 seconds to go. Strine in backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. Rosenball. Miley Weirs, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Long three. Kenzie Strine doesn't get it. There's a buzzer. And at the half, the Diller Odell Lady Griffins leading the Fall City Tigers. Your score, Diller Odell 31 and Fall City 10. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Fall City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Diller Odell High School. The Diller Odell Lady Griffins leading the Lady Tigers at the half 31-10. Time now for our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, let's look at the individual numbers. First for Diller Odell, Miley Weirs leads the way. She has 13 points. Kiara Hinderberg has 9, 7 for Bailey Vilda, and Kenzie Strain added 2 for their total of 31. From the free throw line, Diller Odell went 0-for-3 at the charity stripe. For the Fall City Tigers, they're led at halftime by Ashley Kirkendall. She has 6 points. Emily Vitash has 2, and Caitlin Kirkendall has 2. For Fall City's total of 10. From the free throw line, the Tigers went 0-for-2 in the first half. Scoring by quarters, after one quarter, Diller Odell led it 22-6, and here at the half, 31-10, Diller Odell on top. This halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt, and you can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, right now we're going to send it back to Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios. He's going to share 2 minutes of important sponsor information, followed by an update on the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to Fall City Tigers Basketball on KTNC.
Fall City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Fall City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Fall City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Fall City, or send an email to dusty@fallcityfoods.com.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward, that's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is your Classic Hit Station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Patrick McMillan. As we make our way through the middle of the work week, we'll see relatively calm weather, though we will see a chance of rain Wednesday night as a low-pressure system brushes past our area. Then that calm weather will extend into the beginning of the weekend on Saturday. By Saturday night, we do see a chance of rain return to the area, as well as the chance for some snow, as another low moves east off the Rockies and onto the plains. This chance of rain and snow will then last into the beginning of next week. We will see above-average temperatures continue throughout the rest of this week, starting to fall to around the average high, which is 39 degrees for this time of year, by the beginning of next week. As we take a closer look at the forecast, for this evening, we'll see Masakari skies in a low of 42. Tomorrow, Masakari skies in a high of 59. Wednesday night, a chance of rain, Masakari skies in a low of 48. Thursday, mostly sunny skies and a high of 65 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 37, then sunny Friday and a high of 55 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 52.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas, and northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jim's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back once again here to Diller O'Dell High School. It's halftime. The Diller O'Dell Lady Griffins leading the Lady Tigers of Falls City 31-10. Up next, we'll have the boys' varsity contest. An interesting side note in that boys' game, head coach Patrick Miller is not here tonight. He's been having some health issues. We understand he's on the mend now, but he's not able to be here. Jackson Baum, the assistant, has taken over the head coaching duties for tonight's varsity game when Falls City squares off with Dylan Hendricks and the Diller O'Dell Griffins. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Rooney Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Rooney Implement Company, they also serve you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas. Well, we want to remind you, next week the girls' sub-districts get underway. We'll have a selected game coverage for you next week of those sub-districts. Also, we will wrap up the boys' regular season coverage Friday night when the Falls City Tigers will be hosting Fairbury. John Nixon will have that call on KTNC. Also, that's a boys-only game, of course. Also, next Friday night, the 16th, I will be in Nebraska City, the Sacred Heart Irish boys facing the Lord Central Catholic Knights on Sunny 101.3. That'll be our final boys' regular season game of the year. Okay, we're set to move to third quarter action. It'll be Falls City's first possession. They inbound it to Izzy Armbruster around the horn to the right side, down in the corner, deep baseline right side. Ashley Kirkendall with the ball. Back up to the top, it comes to Ava Armbruster. Oh, Ava tried to put a pass across court. She was looking for Caitlin Titus. Titus mistimed her jump, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be an unforced turnover on the Tigers and give the ball back to Diller O'Dell. With the basketball across the timeline comes Miley Weirs. Weirs with a pass to the right side in the corner. Kiara Henneberg on the baseline underneath, looking for Weirs. The ball is tipped out of bounds. Goes off the fingertips under there of Ashley Kirkendall. It'll stay with Diller O'Dell. Miley Weirs will inbound it. Baseline left side under her own basket. Weirs lobs it up top. Gets it to Bailey Vilda. Vilda has it knocked away momentarily. Good defense there by Izzy Armbruster. And Armbruster ties up Bailey Vilda there for the jump ball. The possession arrow favors Diller Odell. Lady Griffins will keep the basketball. Tatum Schroeder will inbound it. Tosses into Miley Weirs. Weirs had 13 points in the first half of this one. She averages 21 per ball game. There's a pass underneath. Shot is up and good. Putting it in is Kiara Henneberg. Keep in mind, Kiara Henneberg averages 2.9 points per game. Tonight on her 18th birthday, she already has 11, and we're less than a minute into the second half. Here's a long down court pass. They were looking for Vitash. Emily couldn't handle the pass. It got away, and the steal is taken away by Diller Odell. Into forecourt, top of the circle, Vilda finds Miley Weirs with a pass on the right side. Weirs, guarded by Ava Armbruster, feeds it into the corner to the top of the key. Ball tipped away, and Weirs comes up with it. Weirs faked that little step back three and then put a pass into Bailey Vilda. Ball is knocked away from Vilda, stolen by Fall City. Good job defensively there by Ashley Kirkendall. Long down court pass, stolen right back by Bailey Vilda. Tigers are just not having any luck with these long down court passes. They turn the ball over once again. Turnovers have been the issue for the Fall City girls here tonight. Into the corner. They feed it under to Bailey Vilda. Vilda goes up with a shot. She will be fouled. And that's going to put Bailey at the free throw line for Diller Odell. And the foul is going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall. That is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on Fall City. Bailey Vilda at the line to shoot two. The shot is up and off, no good. Neither team has been able to make a free throw thus far. Fall City went 0 for 2 in the first half. Diller Odell went 0 for 3. Here comes the second shot for Bailey Vilda. It's up and good. I guess I just needed to remind Bailey that nobody had made one yet. She goes 1 for 2, and Bailey now with 8 points for Diller Odell. The score is 34 to 10. Here come the Lady Tigers trying to get something going. Ashley Kirkendall kicks it out to Ava Armbruster for 3. Way off the mark, wide right. Rebound Bailey Vilda. Outlet pass Miley Weirs. Weirs down court. Izzy Armbruster picks her up at the top of the key. Bounce pass comes to Kenzie Strine. Strine has it knocked away. Oh, nice steal there. Let's see if Izzy Armbruster can capitalize on the driving lay-in. Nope. Missed the layup at the far end for Izzy Armbruster. That's kind of been the story for the Lady Tigers tonight. Here's Miley Weirs. Long three. It's up and off. No good. Rebound Izzy Armbruster. Fall City gets the basketball back on the defensive rebound by Izzy Armbruster. She goes up court with it. Gives a pass to Ashley Kirkendall around the horn. Armbruster tried to put it inside looking for Vitash. The ball is tipped away from Emily. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Let's see who the foul is on. Bailey Vilda is going to pick up her third personal, team foul number one of the quarter. 34-10 your score, 5 minutes, 18 seconds to play in the third period. Here in the girls' varsity contest, Fall City with the ball. They played in under their own basket. Inbound it to Kirkendall, Ashley Kirkendall. Top of the key, Ava Armbruster for three. She got it. Ava Armbruster with her first bucket of the night. It's a three from the top of the key. Makes it 34-13 our score now. Oh, nice pass into Bailey Vilda. Shot is up and good. Give the assist there to Miley Weir. She found Bailey Vilda just hanging around under the basket with nobody on her defensively, and Vilda now in double figures has 10 points on the board after that. Down court comes Armbruster with the ball. Izzy Armbruster. Bounce pass goes inside Ashley Kirkendall. Out to Ava Armbruster for three. This one misses everything, goes out of bounds. She hit the last one. This one came up well short. Now into the ball game comes Jaden Hayek back onto the floor, replacing Bailey Vilda. Coach John Moore substituting freely often. A lot of players have seen action here for Diller Odell tonight. His team up 36-13. I believe just about everybody on the bench has been in the ball game now, all 10 girls. Diller Odell with the basketball into the corner. Goes Kenzie Strine. Strine gets the give and go. Her shot is up. It won't go. Now the ball is going to go out of bounds, and Diller Odell touched it last. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Now the official from the far side is going to come in and maybe overrule that. Let's see. I was afraid that's what they were going to say because I thought for sure Fall City had touched it last. And it will be Dillard Odell's basketball coach, John Moore, across the way, could not agree more. Didn't mean to have that come out that way, but he agrees a lot. Top of the circle, right side, Kenzie Strine goes to the corner. Open look, left hand three. Shot is put up and off, no good by Tatum Schroeder. Rebound, Fall City. Coming down is Ashley Kirkendall with the ball. Stolen right back by another steal on the other end by Miley Wears, and she makes a steal. I waited to see what she was going to do with it for a minute. She laid it off the glass and put it in. Miley Wears with 15 points now in the ballgame. Yet another steal and points off of the turnover. Fall City lobs it underneath to Ashley Kirkendall. Shot up and good. Nice job by Ashley Kirkendall. She's got 8 points. Ava Armbruster with the assist to find Ashley under the basket. 38-15 the score. 3 minutes, 25 seconds to play in the third quarter. As Miley Wears brings the ball up court and hands off to Kenzie Strine. Strine into the corner. Tatum Schroeder. Schroeder top of the key. Madeline Party holds the ball for a moment. Back to Wears it comes again to the near side. Kenzie Strine tries a three. Nice looking shot by Kenzie Strine. Kenzie played basketball at Tri-County. The first 3 years of her career, came to Dillard Odell here as a senior on the open enrollment thing, and she's been a key part of the athletic programs here at Dillard Odell since arriving. Underneath, they go inside to Kirkendall. Shot is up and good. Nice pass again from Armbruster to find Ashley Kirkendall, and now Ashley's in double figures. She has 10 points in the ball game for Fall City. Kenzie Strine, turnaround shot at the free throw line. Up and good. Kenzie Strine hit a three a moment ago, now hits the two. She's got 7 points. And it's 43-17 with 2:25 to play in the third quarter. Izzy Armbruster to Ava Armbruster. There's yet another steal. This time coming up with it is Tatum Schroeder. And, before she can get the pass off to Miley Wears, Tatum did a great job. Stole the basketball, but then she traveled. She'll lead the ball game. Berkeley Beekman back on the floor, and Madison Rosenball also back onto the floor now for Dillard Odell. They've played all the girls that are in uniform. They've all played here. And we have 2:17 to go in the third quarter. 43-17, Dillard Odell with the lead, and Fall City with the basketball. Godeman feeds inside to Vitash. Emily, right back it goes to Delaney Godeman. Top of the key, Ashley Kirkendall. Skip pass across, Godeman in the corner. Now looking on the baseline, the ball kicked out of bounds off the foot of Madison Rosenball. Fall City will have it. Ashley Kirkendall will toss it in. She'll stand on the baseline on the right side of her own backboard to lob this one in. Lobs it up top. Vitash, free throw line, jump shot. Comes up way short. And the rebound is pulled down by Dillard Odell. With that rebound, Jaden Hayek gives it to Miley Wears. Here goes Wears with a driving lay-in. Up and good. Miley Wears goes in for the lay-in. She has 17 points now in the game for the Lady Griffins. 45-17 your score. A minute 39 to play here in the third quarter. There's Ava Armbruster. Nice move to the basket. Oh, it wouldn't drop. Ava went right between two defenders, laid it up off the glass ever so gently. It sat there on the side of the rim and fell off. Here's Miley Wears for three. Got it. Wears keep pouring them in. She's got 20 points now in the ballgame. For Wears, that is her fourth three-pointer of the night. She has 20. Averages 21.1 on the season. Emily Vitash almost has the ball dribbled away. Ashley Kirkendall comes up with it. Feeds it in. A give and go from Armbruster. And it'll be turned over with the steal is Jaden Hayek. Hayek, outlet pass, Miley Wears. Here comes Wears down court. She's got 20 already. Thought about the three into the corner. A three-pointer up and good by Kiara Henneberg. Henneberg with 14 points in the game. Averages 2.9 per game on the season. She will not forget her 18th birthday here tonight. Nice kid, too. We talked with her a little bit before the game here, Kiara Henneberg. 51-17 is your score. In the paint, here's Vitash with a nice feed to Kirkendall. Kicks it out to the corner. Godeman for three. Got it. Nice job. Great shot getting the ball out to Delaney Godeman. They left her all alone out there, and she nailed the three. Nothing but nylon there for Delaney Godeman. Makes it 51-20 the score now with 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Wiley Weirs is just going to dribble it out. Now goes to the corner. Underneath, turnaround shot up. That doesn't go. We're going to have a buzzer as the ball goes out of bounds. Now, one-tenth of a second to play here in the quarter. We got one-tenth of a second on the clock. Back into the ball game now. Rosenball. They lob it in. No shot there. After three quarters, our score, Diller Odell 51, Fall City 20. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a large contingent of fans on hand here for Diller Odell tonight. It's Parents' Night. They're going to be honoring all the parents between the girls' and boys' varsity game. So, as you might imagine, a good turnout of fans for that. As we move into fourth quarter action, it'll be Fall City's basketball. Lady Tigers trailing 51-20. On the left side is Ava Armbruster with the dribble. Up to the top of the key, around the horn, it goes to Caitlin Titus. Titus goes into Ashley Kirkendall. Now handling the ball on the baseline is Caitlin Kirkendall. There's a shot that's up and off, no good by Ashley. And the rebound comes down to Diller Odell. Diller Odell with all of their starters on the bench here to start this fourth quarter. They're playing mostly twos and threes on the court. Here's a turnover. Fall City gets the steal. Down to Izzy Armbruster. Armbruster tries to feed it inside to Caitlin Kirkendall. Now, whistle and a foul is going to be called on Jaden Hayek. On Hayek, that is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter on Diller Odell. Lob pass comes into the baseline. Ashley Kirkendall feeds it to Ava Armbruster. Nice shot. Ava Armbruster made a nice little shot from about 10 feet out on the right side of the free throw lane. And Ava now with 5 points in the ball game makes it 51-22. Here comes Diller Odell down to set their offense. Bob Pass comes up top with it. Kiera Hinterberg holds the ball. Looking for the cutter in the paint. Ball is turned over. The steal is going to be made by Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley gets it out to Ava Armbruster. Ava into forecourt. Inside the paint. Kirkendall driving lay-in up and good. That was Caitlin Kirkendall got that lay-in. Caitlin now with 4 points in the game. And it's 51-24, 6.5 minutes to go in the basketball game. On the dribble is Jaden Hayek. Hayek comes with a pass to the right side. Sydney Engelman. Engelman goes inside with it, a cross-court pass. Open look, left side for three, up and good by Madison Rosenball. Rosenball gets the three from the left elbow. Now it's back to a 30-point lead here, 54-24. With 6 minutes to go in the ball game, Ava Armbruster passes the ball up top to Caitlin Titus. Underneath Izzy Armbruster, turnaround shot up and off, no good. And the rebound is taken down by Rosenball. Rosenball works the dribble against Armbruster, gets it across the midcourt line. Bounce pass into the corner. Baseline right side, one dribble, gives up the dribble. Lob pass comes up top with it. Berkeley Beekman with the ball. Beekman lost her dribble. Bounce pass to the left elbow. Madison Rosenball, these players, the JV players, inexplicitly pick up their dribble, and then they're standing there with the ball and no place to go with it. Here's a pass that's deflected and knocked out of bounds. It's going to go off the fingertips of Ava Armbruster. All right, here come the starters back on the floor now for Diller Odell. We got Tatum Schroeder back on the floor, Kenzie Strine back out there. Miley Weirs. All the starters took a breather. They're back on the floor leading 54-24 with 5:25 to go. In the corner, Rob Pass goes inside. Kenzie Strine, oh, couldn't get it. Got her own rebound. Follow shot, it won't go. And now the rebound is pulled down by Fall City's Ashley Kirkendall. Outlet pass. Down court, Titus. Across to the near side. Carly Dunkus in the lineup now. Dunkus for three. No, came up short. Carly Dunkus had an open look here on the left wing. Nobody on her, but the ball came up just short of the mark. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll belong to Diller O'Dell. 5:01 to go in the basketball game. Remember, this is the first half of a doubleheader. We'll have the boys' varsity game coming up after this. Here comes Miley Weirs down court with the ball. Weirs hands off to her teammate, Tatum Schroeder. Schroeder feeds to the right side, Natalie Rosenball. Rosenball finds Kenzie Strine. Bob pass from Strine into Bailey Vilda. That ball went right off of Bailey Vilda's forehead. Off her nose, maybe. She's holding her nose here. I think she was fouled just as the ball arrived. Foul's going to be called on Caitlin Titus. That is her third personal, first team foul of the quarter on Fall City. Not a shooting foul. It'll be Diller O'Dell's basketball with Miley Weirs inbounding it on the right side baseline. Weirs ready to trigger it in. Now she's going to have to hurry. Lobs into Kenzie Strine. Back it comes to Weirs. Weirs with the left-handed dribble. Little stutter step there. A cross-court pass. Puts it all the way over to Rosenball. Shot is up off the back iron. No. Ball goes out of bounds off of Fall City. It'll stay with Diller O'Dell. 4:27 to go in this one. 54-24. Diller O'Dell up by 30. They led 22-6 after one quarter and really never looked back here. Kenzie Strine with the ball in the corner. Again, finds Miley Weirs. Weirs, step back three is up. This one is off, no good. I think the ball touched the support up above, and that'll give the ball back to Fall City. 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. We've been stuck on this 54-24 for quite a while. That's our score, 30-point deficit right now. For the Lady Tigers, Ava Armbruster with a pass to the right side. Goes across with it to Carly Dunkus. Dunkus tries to feed it into the baseline. Ball stolen by Bailey Vilda. Her down court pass stolen right back by Ashley Kirkendall. Ashley Kirkendall, top of the key. Gives to Carly Dunkus. Dunkus right elbow. Holds the ball for a moment. Lobs inside with it. Emily Vitosh in traffic. Kicks to the left wing. Long three is up and off by Ashley Kirkendall. Rebound Kenzie Strine. Down to Miley Weirs. Miley Weirs backs out. Now dribbles to the right side baseline. Direct in traffic. Finds Kenzie Strine with the ball. Strine goes right back to Weirs with the pass. Oh, they had Bailey Vilda there for a moment. Didn't see her when she came through the paint. Weirs holds the ball. Feeds to Strine. Big collision between Strine and Kirkendall. Strine forces up the shot. Whistle. We're probably going to have a foul on Caitlin Kirkendall here. And Kenzie Strine is going to be at the line. On Kirkendall, that is her second personal and the second team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line will be Kenzie Strine. Strine, 5'7 senior. She has 7 points so far tonight. First one is up, rims off, won't go. Not a good free throw shooting night for either team. Fall City is 0-2. And Diller O'Dell is 1-6 at this point. So nothing to brag about from a charity stripe for either team. Kenzie Strine, second free throw is up, and it is off, no good. Couldn't get it down. Not a good night for free throw shooting for either team. Here comes Fall City down court to set it up. Caitlin Titus on the dribble to Carly Dunkus, left wing. Dunkus goes into the corner. Bobs in tied to Emily Vitosh. She gets tied up and has the ball taken away by Kenzie Strine. Then Strine's going to be tied up by Caitlin Kirkendall. And a held ball is called. Possession arrow favors Diller O'Dell. Down to 3:06 to go in this one. Be sure and stay tuned for our postgame scoring recap. We'll let you know how your favorite player performed here tonight. It's presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Now we've got an official timeout here. Apparently they're looking for blood on one of the players and trying to figure out who has blood on them. Everybody's showing their hands and arms to the official. And it looks like the guilty party is Caitlin Kirkendall. They're looking at one of her knuckles. Caitlin Kirkendall runs over to get a Band-Aid here. Apparently her knuckle on her hand. That must have a bit of blood on it. 3:06 to go in the game, 54-24. The score's been here for a long time in this one, as Miley Weirs brings the ball up court. Weirs to the left elbow. Goes across court with it to Tatum Schroeder. Schroeder double team up top to Kenzie Strine. Again finds Weirs. Weirs being guarded closely by Carly Dunkus. Now Weirs takes it in for a little jump shot. She got it to fall, but I think they're going to say the foul came before the shot. Basket won't count. It'll still just be Diller Odell's basketball. Inbounding it will be Miley Weirs under the basket on the right side on the baseline. Weirs lobs it inside. Gets into Bailey Vilda, who comes right back to Weirs with it. Weirs is double-teamed down in the corner. Dribbled out of that nicely. Now feeds the ball up top to Kenzie Strine. Here comes Strine for a floater. It doesn't go, and the rebound brought down by Emily Vitosh. Vitosh gets her outlet pass out quickly to Caitlin Titus. Titus will bring the ball up court. Titus nearly tied up here by Miley Weirs. And, words being exchanged here between Weirs and Titus. Weirs walking away with the basketball. Now she decides to turn and return it to the referee. Timeout taken by Coach John Moore. 2:25 to go in the ballgame, 54-24. Fall City trailing by 30. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatumo back with you here in Odell, Nebraska, Diller Odell High School. 2 minutes, 25 seconds left to play in our girls' varsity contest. Diller Odell up by 30, 54-24, our score. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer back at the KTNC studios for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Remember, this is the first half of a doubleheader. We've still got the boys' varsity game coming up after some in-between game festivities here where they honor the parents. Then we'll have that boys' game. We go back to live action. Fall City with the ball. Carly Dunkus handles it. She's got the ball on the left wing. Dunkus looking underneath. No pass there. Wanting to go to Titus with it. Into the corner. Here's a long three. Delaney Godeman is up and off. No good. Kenzie Strine has the rebound. She is triple-teamed and got it out of there to Miley Weirs. Now you got a four-on-one fast break. Under the basket, shot is up. Bailey Vilda got it. Miley Weirs with the assist. Bailey Vilda with the lay-in. Vilda now with 12 points in the ballgame. Under 2 minutes to play. A minute 48 on the game clock. It's 56-24. Bill Rodell with the lead. Carly Dunkus has the basketball across court to Titus. Titus feeds into the corner. Down in the corner is Jamie Ewers in the ballgame now. Ewers, a 5'7 junior, has checked into the lineup for the first time tonight. The ball went out of bounds. It was cut slash down there by Diller Odell. All the starters now leaving the game again except for Miley Weirs here for Diller Odell. Subs coming in off the bench. Inbounding the ball on the baseline is Caitlin Titus under her own basket with a minute 37. Oh, the inbound pass stolen away. Miley Weirs with the basketball. Weirs behind the back dribble across the timeline, working one-on-one with Carly Dunkus. Goes around Dunkus, works to the left elbow. Picks up her dribble, comes to the top of the key to Hayek. Into the corner right side, looking through the basket with Tatum Schroeder. Schroeder's going to take the shot for three. It's short. And the rebound to Emily Vitosh. Vitosh gives the pass up to Caitlin Titus. 1:08 to go in this one. It's 56-24. Here's Carly Dunkus for three. At the bank off the glass. Carly Dunkus banked it off the glass and got it to go in for the three from out here on the extreme left elbow on the wing. Makes it 56-27. Down under a minute to go here. 47 seconds to play. Miley Weirs with the ball. They're giving her an open look. She turns up, turns down to three that time. Instead, gives the pass up to Tatum Schroeder. Schroeder has it knocked away by Dunkus. She saves it from going out of bounds, gives it to Weirs. Here comes Weirs into the paint, into the corner, down deep, base left side with it. Sydney Engelman handled the ball. Now Weirs again. Weirs inside the paint. Whistle and a foul called on the floor with 22 seconds to play in this one. Madison Rosenball will come back onto the floor. Bailey Vilda back onto the floor. Let's see if we got some first-time appearances here by Fall City now. We'll try an ID and see who else just checked in. We mentioned that Jamie Ewers was in the ball game. Emily Schulenberg, 5'6 junior, making her first appearance in the ballgame. Schulenberg now on the floor. Loose basketball chased down in backcourt. Across the timeline, Sydney Engelman with the dribble. Engelman almost lost a handle on it. Now she needs help. She's double-teamed. Engelman gets the ball right back. Down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Top of the key, long three is launched. Off doesn't go at the buzzer. Your final score tonight, the Diller Odell Lady Griffins 56 and the Fall City Tigers 27. Stay with us. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with our post-game scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That's coming up in 2 minutes on KTNC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Julie Sada, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our final score in the girls' varsity contest here tonight, Diller Odell 56 and Fall City 27. Our postgame show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. All right, let's look at the individual numbers. First for the Diller Odell Griffins. Leading the way tonight in scoring was Miley Weirs. She finished with 20 points, just off her 21-point average. Also in double figures, Kiera Hennerberg. We mentioned her 18th birthday today. She finished with 14 points in the game, averages 2.9 per contest, so she's going to remember her 18th birthday. Also in double figures was Bailey Vilda for the Griffins. She finished with 12 points. Adding 7 was Kenzie Strine, and Madison Rosenball had 3 for their total of 56. From the free throw line, the Griffins went 1 out of 7 at the charity stripe. For the Fall City Tigers, leading the way, the only player in double figures for the Lady Tigers was Ashley Kirkendall. She finished with 10 points. 5 points tonight for Ava Armbruster. Adding four was Caitlin Kirkendall, three for Delaney Godeman, three also for Carly Dunkus, and adding two was Emily Vitosh for Fall City's total of 27. From the free throw line, Fall City went 0 for 2 from the line. Dill Rodell went 1 out of 7. Score by quarters. After one quarter, Dill Rodell led it 22-6. At halftime, they were up 31-10. It was 51-20 after three quarters. And the final, 56-27. With the win, the Dill Rodell Griffins improved their record to 10-8 on the year. And the Lady Tigers fall to 7-13. Well, as we mentioned, it's Parents' Night here, so we're going to have a little bit longer time between the girls and boys varsity game. Can't really tell you for sure how soon we'll be back. I would guess in about 20 minutes we should be ready to go with the pregame show for the boys varsity game. So don't go away. We got lots more basketball coming up. Right now we're going to send it back to Aaron Wisdom at our studios. Our halftime scoring show has been brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armkadek. Farm Bureau Financial Services is your future. Let's protect it. Now we'll send it back to KTNC.